Bear with it, Prince George motorists. After a nearly two-year wait for completion of repairs to the Simon Fraser Bridge, the end is near. The Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure says the bridge will reopen for four-lane traffic on December 1, assuming winter weather doesn't delay the project any further. The contractor, Ruskin Construction, is working to have the southbound Simon Fraser Bridge open to traffic by December 1, weather depending, and work is underway at the site to prepare for opening, said a ministry spokesperson, in an email to the Citizen. The project was originally scheduled for completion within one construction season. The construction schedule was affected, during the pandemic, by delay in the delivery of deck panels, a key component of the bridge rehabilitation. The construction schedule on a complex rehabilitation project such as this must follow a sequencing of construction activities to align with weather conditions. Delay in core construction components can negatively affect the sequencing and ultimately, the schedule of a project. Construction started in January 2022 when both southbound lanes were closed and the bridge traffic lanes were reconfigured for single-lane traffic. That closed southbound access to the bridge from Ferry Avenue and a detour has been in effect ever since. The $20.5 million project remain on budget. Even when it does reopen next month, the bridge might still require finishing touches that will delay completion into next year. Most major construction work has been completed this season, and the ministry is working with the contractor to identify minor work items that may need to be completed next spring, said the ministry. Full closures will not be required for any remaining work in spring 2024. The Simon Fraser Bridge crosses the Fraser River on the Highway 97 connector at the south end of the city. According to the ministry, there are no other bridges in the city that require major repairs. All structures are regularly inspected and receive routine maintenance activities as part of overall infrastructure asset management, the spokesman said. There are currently no provincial structures in the Prince George area identified for major rehabilitation within the next 5 years.